The Shipwreck. In the last week of November 1135, Henry I and his entourage arrived at Lyon-la-Forêt in Upper Normandy. The castle and the forest surrounding it had been a regular haunt of the Norman dukes for two centuries, and Henry arrived late on a Monday evening with the intention of enjoying himself the next day as his ancestors had in the thrill of the hunt. Even at the age of 68, the king remained vigorous and strong. During the night he fell ill, and his condition worsened fast. By the end of the week it was apparent that the illness was extremely grave. According to a letter from the Archbishop of Rouen, Henry confessed his sins, beat his breast, and set aside his animosities. On Sunday, December 1st, after 3 days of absolution, prayer, and almsgiving, the Archbishop anointed Henry with holy oil, whereupon the king expired. Although many chroniclers noted the piety with which Henry I died, one of them, Henry of Huntingdon, recorded some gruesome details of the king's immediate afterlife. The royal corpse was brought to Rouen, and there his entrails, brain, and eyes were buried together. Then the body was cut all over with knives and copiously sprinkled with salt and wrapped in ox hides to stop the strong pervasive stench which was already causing the deaths of those who watched over it. It even killed the man who had been hired for a great fee to cut off the head with an axe and extract the stinking brain, although he had wrapped his face in linen cloths. If this was the physical reality of Henry I's death, the political fallout was far worse, for even as Henry's embalmed corpse was transported to England for burial at Reading Abbey, a constitutional crisis that was to last for nearly 2 decades was brewing. This period is usually known as the Anarchy, but those who lived through it preferred to call it the Shipwreck. Henry's failure to provide for an adult male successor left the Anglo-Norman realm contested. 3 times since his daughter Matilda's return from Germany, in 1126, 1131, and 1133, Henry I had caused his barons to swear that they would be loyal to her. But from the moment the old king died, his subjects began to abandon them.